Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Since we live in a world where we have increasingly more and more goblins, and since people make homeless encampments all over the place anymore, it is becoming more and more perilous to get out and enjoy the outdoors. Now, I'm not that concerned with it. I mean, if I'm on a ride and somebody comes out of the wood line, if I can, I'll be going fast enough. I just go around them. And they're going to have to be, I mean, if they actually come up on the trail that I'm on, they're probably almost superhuman because of the height of the trail, because it used to be a train track going, you know, snaking through the woods. But for women, I mean, women are, you know, they're runners, walkers, bikers. You know, a recent survey by Adidas found that 92% of female runners express concern about safety during outdoor runs, but only half take precautions, which is, that's not good. And it claims more than half of women have experienced unwanted attention, and more than a third have been harassed. Now, that seems really high to me, shockingly high, and it makes me sad, because it doesn't have to be this way. So, what are some tips for you ladies to consider to make you safe when exercising outdoors? I suggest that you carry a gun. Learn how to shoot. Carry concealed is the best way to protect your safety and yourself. And if you train often, you're going to get confident. You're going to feel empowered. And the best way to survive an attack is to avoid it altogether. But if you do have to get involved in it, your best bet is the gun. And you know what? This is really sort of unfair. There's a lot of women's athletic apparel makers now that actually cater to carry. Like Alexo Athletica makes a very nice line of carry wear. So you can exercise your Second Amendment right while exercising your body. The leggings.
Answer your question. Any athletic club, nice soccer game.
Okay, there's Alexa for me. I see what happened. You know, the leggings and the bike shorts, they come very highly recommended. And you can also wear a belly band with a Kydex holster clipped to it. Or you could get the Filster Enigma made by my friend John Houtman, which allows you to carry in almost any outfit. If you're not ready to carry a gun, or permits are hard to come by where you live, you have other options. You have self-defense tools like knives, tactical flashlights, sharp striking devices, pepper spray, or tasers may save your life if you're attacked. Especially as far as a knife's concerned, Scallywag Tactical makes this little dagger that fits really well for ladies. It's a very good tool for ladies. And you have to train with these things, right? You have to develop a skill set, but you should probably pick something that actually inflicts damage instead of personal alarms. But even that could be a deterrent. And don't forget, your voice is a built-in alarm if you use it. First thing you can do is learn how to create space, which would be a martial art, right? You need to create space. And, you know, if you can't take a class, look at books, you know, videos, online courses, look at, you know, go on YouTube and watch what they're doing. Nothing, though, can replicate one-on-one training, but you can get quite a bit at home. I train weekly in Wing Chun with Sifu Jason Coral of the Academy of Martial Arts of Greenville. And I do that primarily not to be a Wing Chun master, but just to create space. And the thing about Wing Chun is Wing Chun, your hand angle is the same as it is if you're drawing a gun. So that works out pretty good. But Unless you know how to use what you, you know, gun, knife, taser, unless you know how to use it, it is no good. One of the easy things you could do is have a buddy when you're going on a run or a bike ride. And that can be difficult because you're usually trying to squeeze your exercise in either early or late in the day. And many walking and running groups like to meet during those hours, which is a great option. If you can't make that work or prefer a solo run, take your dog if you have a dog that can run. Dogs are great companions, but they can also act as deterrents to criminals because they don't know if the dog's going to be getting aggressive. You need to mix up your route. You need to figure out how, different places to do things. And, you know, you don't have to be a hermit, but you have to weigh the potential for harm when you're choosing to run. And you want to mix it up. And as a creature of habit, this is a tough one. It's easy to slip into a routine when you exercise daily. And everybody always wants to take the same route because they know it. And they, you know, they're used to it. But if you run clockwise in your neighborhood, throw in a few counterclockwise or zigzag patterns throughout the week. And don't overcomplicate this to the point of, you know, disrupting your exercise. But vary your time slightly or maybe look for a new route. It's not rocket science. It's easily done. Situational awareness. This goes a long way when you're running. It's so easy to get into a meditative state, which I look at bike riding as circular meditation. You get into that circular push-pull. But I'm outside, so I have to fight complacency or getting into a trance and stay on top of what I'm taking in my surroundings. Body language can tell you a lot about the person you're about to cross paths with. If you're going to be outside, if you're going to be out there on the trail doing something, you first of all, over-the-ear headphones, they are out. Dual earbuds are out. You need one earbud with the volume low, but, you know, so you can still hear it. And you could also get bone conduction headphones that don't cover your ears or audio sunglasses. And you want to see people even when it's dark. Wear bright reflective clothing and carry a flashlight or invest in a headlamp. They make a tactical flashlight that clips to the visor of your hat. It's good enough to where you can actually use it to light your way and then snatch it off of your hat and use it to strike. Let somebody know where you're going. Ever leave for an outdoor run without telling somebody? Your instincts will tell you a lot, and you should pay attention to your instincts. No matter what. Your intuition is there for a reason, and you should always listen to it. If an alarm goes off, prioritize your safety, even if it means you're erring on the side of caution. It may mean nothing. But trusting your instincts can look like crossing the street, turning around, or going another way. It can also look like raising your voice, calling for help, screaming, or running away. Don't worry about being wrong. It's better to be safe and unharmed. Even if you feel embarrassed afterwards, you can always apologize if it wasn't the case. I understand that it is scary for women to exercise outdoors, especially if you're alone. Is it unfair that you ladies have to deal with this? You are absolutely right. But sometimes you got to. And if you're going to continue your exercise, which I heartily recommend that as a heart attack victim, well, not a victim. I made my heart attack. I should have been exercising. You can continue your runs and walk safely, but you have to make intelligent decisions and take a few basic precautions. And then you're moving on. You're in the zone. You're doing the right thing. All the stuff that you're doing, it's all just good stuff. But I saw that, and that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Adidas put this out of all people. So I would imagine if anybody's going to admit anything, it would be to Adidas. I actually like their shoes, but I saw this and I was like, well, what did you guys do with this besides put it out here like this? Anybody working on this? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. I'm still congested as Bradford Pear Tree. This is Lock and Load. And on cue, the left came out calling for an assault weapons ban. And an assault weapons ban is not actually preventative, first of all, because you're not going to take them all off the street. It's just not going to happen. It's just not happening. And the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, they got out there very vocally with a response for Joe Biden and the gun prohibition lobbying groups by declaring America has a mental health crisis, not a firearms crisis. And that's true. And unless they're going to address the mental health crisis, it doesn't matter about the gun crisis, as made up as it is. It doesn't matter. Guns do not have a moral compass. Alan Gottlieb said firearms don't have a brain to hate with or a finger to pull their own trigger. The NRA, they were low-key. They said what happened Monday in Nashville should serve as a reminder that while the gun prohibition lobby and its allies in Congress want to restrict the rights of law-abiding citizens, this coming from Alan Gottlieb, actually, my bad, they are perfectly happy to let people such as the perpetrator of this rampage fall through the cracks. Now it's being reported she was under a doctor's care for some sort of emotional disorder. Now the CCRKBA, they called on congressional Republicans to roadblock funding for the ATF until Democrats and federal bureaucrats publicly recognize Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens and stop their attacks on legal gun ownership. I kind of like it. Kind of like that idea. Gottlieb said Monday's shooting should be a signal to make schools a hard target. Those on the left do not want school resource officers on the job. They argue for reducing police manpower overall while dangerous, violent people wait to prey on our most vulnerable citizens, school children, and older Americans. And then they demand honest people give up their guns. And he stressed the reason most Americans own firearms is to protect themselves against mentally unstable, violent people and evil, dangerous criminals. And as more details emerge about the identified shooter, Audrey Hale Amos, a woman armed with three legally purchased firearms, the debate over gun rights is once again returning to the spotlight. Emily Compagno, an attorney and frequent guest on Fox News, said on air during an appearance on Outnumbered, "No violence, no evil at this magnitude is ever predictable in the way that it unfolded yesterday. But unfortunately, the administration's response is all too predictable. It's a tone-deaf, knee-jerk political reaction." Now, according to published reports, Hale was armed with a 9mm Kel-Tec sub-2000 semi-automatic rifle, which folds in half for storage. It accepts pistol magazines and has a 16.25-inch barrel. A 9mm Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 9EZ, an 8-round pistol with an internal hammer. It's a striker-fired. A Lead Star Arms grunt rifle, apparently chambered for the 300 blackout cartridge. And in an image posted on social media by the Nashville police, Hall's alter ego name can be seen painted on the rear of the gun. Now, Gottlieb got out there and he had a lot of praise for Rex Engelbert and Michael Colazzo, the two cops that actually made contact with and dealt with her. Said the country owes these courageous officers a debt of gratitude. They didn't hesitate. From the time they entered the school building to the time they took down the shooter, less than 4 minutes elapsed. Nashville police did an outstanding job. We're certain many more lives were saved as a result. Now, let's look at that little part of it right there. From the time they breached and made entry and started looking, 4 minutes elapsed. There is the problem with school resource officers, okay? Because a school resource officer, unless the shooting starts in front of them, is going to have to travel through the school. And that's a gigantic issue here. And this is the one where I think it is much better to have armed teachers and a school resource officer. If you have armed teachers, if you have two per hallway, if you have communications with them, right? If you have CCTV, which we know, they have it because we watched it, right? And they have that everywhere. We just didn't get to see the really horrific stuff, thankfully. We know that school teachers, with comms, if they know where the threat is coming from, they would know which way to face. That is easily communicated to them. If the school goes into a lockdown and you have the armed teachers on the hallway on the station, wherever that person goes, if they go into that hallway, and they need to be on every hallway, that's the thing. But if that's happening, then the would-be rampage killer is going to be would-be. It'll simply be a breach that they had to deal with. As it is, none of that's happened yet. Nobody's tried to attack a school with armed teachers yet. And that's because it's known that there's armed teachers there. That in itself is a deterrent. Now, Gottlieb said about those rushing to exploit the incident to further the gun control agenda, it is abundantly clear that they don't care about safety. They just want to abridge our constitutional rights. It is a formula for disaster and repeated tragedies like Nashville. We can do better, but we won't do it by trampling on the rights of law-abiding citizens. Millions of gun owners are also parents, and they can be part of the solution. But Biden and the gun ban lobby deliberately never want us at the table. And that's another part of this. Whenever they're having a summit to discuss things, they never invite the pro-gun side because we have solutions that they could put in place. It may not be popular with them because they want less guns. They want less guns in the hands of citizens. And getting out there and telling them, well, you know, we're not going to be able to make all the guns go away like this, like snapping their fingers, right? We can't make them go poof. So since that genie is out of the bottle, what we should be doing is hardening the target. And hardening the target is very simple. Let volunteers be armed in schools. We have already done everything else. We've got armed people on airplanes. We've got armed people in banks. We've got armed people in buildings, courthouses, all kinds of places. There's armed security guards anywhere somebody wants to pay for them. The problem is that, like, one of the problems I have with any gun-free zone is that you go to one, they're like, this is a gun-free zone. That's stupendous. Where's the commando team to enforce this? What? Well, in case somebody just doesn't pay attention to your little pretty plastic sign there with a diagonal line going through the gun. What you got on station here? You got the expendables? Where are they? I can't see them. They never have anything there. Ever, ever, ever. And that's the issue. That's the big problem. They never have anything there, so they just disarm everybody. No contingency whatsoever. We should be suing those guys. Every single one of them. We should be suing them because they are not interested in your public safety. They're interested in virtue signaling. There is no virtue signaling in a murder. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has arrived in New York City, where he will be arraigned tomorrow, and Mayor Eric Adams is sending out a warning to those who want to demonstrate or protest.
People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is known to spread misinformation and hate speech, she stated she's coming to town. While you're in town, be on your best behavior.
Adams reminding any potential demonstrators they will be arrested for any vandalism or violence. President Biden is highlighting his efforts to boost jobs and clean energy manufacturing while speaking at the Cummins plant in Minnesota. He laid out how the engine manufacturer will start building electrolyzers in the U.S. for the first time, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act. New Jersey is joining several other states in a lawsuit trying to stop the merger of JetBlue and Spirit Airlines. The suit alleges that if the two airlines joined, there would be fewer seats and fewer routes available. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and while a lot of people are out there trying to incentivize Congress to hold up funding for the ATF, there's a lot of things that are in play with this that we should look at. And, you know, they need to recognize the fact that law-abiding citizens can have all kinds of guns, guns they don't like, guns they don't want us to have, and just be done with it. And then do what they have to do. They have a mission, right, of a sort. I don't quite understand why they have to exist at all, but they do have a mission. So do that mission, and that's it. And if they lose all or part of their $1.9 billion that Joe Biden wants to give them, they only have themselves to blame because they write their own laws and then overzealously enforce them, a fact that has finally caught the attention of a few courts. They are out of control and seemingly immune from the normal checks and balances that other federal law enforcement agencies face. So really the only thing to do with them is just to dissolve them because they just reach critical mass. And while many of their foibles are well known, especially those that have resulted in the deaths of innocent people, here's a few blunders and little-known facts that the ATF would prefer you keep quiet about, like the non-serialized firearm. This is the ghost gun, the homemade firearm. But they do not distinguish between that gun, which does not legally require a serial number, and a factory-made firearm that has had their serial number illegally altered, defaced, or removed by criminals. They consider all firearms without a legible serial number to be a ghost gun. That's where the numbers come from. That's where I'm going, what are these guys doing Bill and Polly 80s for? They've been manipulating the statistics on ghost guns since the term was invented. Building a homemade gun is perfectly legal too. Administrative charges. The majority of the criminal charges they file administratively are after another law enforcement agency has made an arrest. And when they arrest an armed criminal with a previous felony conviction, a prohibited person, they may ask ATF to pursue federal charges, which usually carries tougher penalties than state charges. And then they take credit for the investigation and the subsequent prosecution, again manipulating the stats by claiming it was part of the Project Safe Neighborhood program. Project Safe Neighborhoods, excuse me. Another thing, the firearm industry doesn't trust them. Bump stock manufacturers, the makers of certain aftermarket triggers, and the genius behind the pistol brace all designed for disabled veterans, all have one thing in common. They all received a determination letter from the ATF that said that their accessories were fine and not subject to regulation by the NFA, which it would have killed their business. Then, after succumbing to political pressure, they changed their mind. Bump stocks and certain drop-in triggers became machine guns, and more than 40 million pistol braces could become short-barrel rifles. And while their newfound zeal to write and enforce their own laws is likely to be resolved in court, it will be lengthy. Meanwhile, I know of at least one small trigger manufacturer is waiting for the next administration before sending anything to the ATF for review. We know that the ATF leadership is reviled by the staffs because, you know, there's a lot of ATF rank and file guys that are gun guys or gun gals. And they joined the agency for a variety of reasons, to take bad guys off the street, to protect the public, or to qualify for a federal pension. And they will tell you there's two ATFs. The careerists who put in their time and do the work, and the politically appointed leadership. Every single agent eventually tees off on their leadership. They blame political appointees for the agency's long list of deadly mistakes like Waco, Ruby Ridge, Fast and Furious, all of which resulted in the loss of civilian life. They've been caught red-handed at least twice creating an illegal gun registry, which is a violation of federal law. So that's a big thing. They have a very selective memory because they have no mention of Ruby Ridge or Randy Weaver or the 11-day standoff that killed his wife, son, and Deputy U.S. Marshal William Deegan. There's not anything on the website about Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was murdered by a gun that they let walk into Mexico as part of Fast and Furious. They only devote one page to the deadly siege at Waco, though it is still attempting to deflect blame for the more than 70 deaths. And their website states, a subsequent investigation by the Departments of Treasury and Justice regarding the actions of law enforcement agents during the siege determined that some tactics and decisions were poorly executed, and certain actions by ATF were criticized. However, the September 1993 U.S. Department of Treasury Administrative Review concluded that the agency is made up of dedicated, committed, and experienced professionals who have regularly demonstrated sound judgment and remarkable courage in enforcing the law. We know that in the past that they have recruited mentally disabled informants. There was a Milwaukee newspaper that revealed that in 2013 they'd set up storefront stings and their agents specifically recruited mentally disabled people as informants. And at first the use of those informants was attributed to rogue agents operating solely in Milwaukee, but they revealed the tactic of recruiting low IQ informants was commonplace and used in Pensacola, Albuquerque, and Wichita. They will revoke a FFL for a clerical error. And, that's abysmal. They ignore FOIA requests. They have a habit of complying with them, but only if their response won't prove too controversial, while they ignore the FOIAs if the response would prove embarrassing to the agency. And whether they like it or not, the Freedom of Information Act is a federal law, and that is a federal law enforcement agency knowingly violating federal law that is unconscionable. Then, most interesting of all, 2 years ago, an ATF whistleblower told the public that ATF was awarding 25% bonuses to administrators who did not qualify for the bump in pay. The Law Enforcement Availability Pay, or LEAP, bonuses were meant for criminal investigators only, those working irregular shifts or on call at all hours. LEAP bonuses were not meant for administrators, and a subsequent investigation by the Office of Personnel Management found ATF paid at least 94 employees inappropriately and concluded that ATF engaged in prohibited personnel practices. So they break the law in order to get paid more. See, right now I'm in a quandary because I got this lovely AR-15 pistol that was built for me by Spikes Tactical, and I'm not giving it up. I'm not going to lose it, and I'm debating, trying to determine whether I'm going to do the Form 1 and just go ahead and short barrel it, And, I don't understand some of these guys getting out here. The same guy that will be going to the silencer shop kiosk and registering for a suppressor will then tell me that they're going to know about my short-barreled rifle while they're knowingly getting a suppressor. Well, they know about that. What's the difference? I know that some people would look at this and say, Bill, you are complying. I have two goals in this life. One of them is to never become a prohibited person and lose my right to carry a gun due to something that is not actually legal at the time. But I don't know if they ever actually go back, and I don't have enough confidence in the system to sit back and say, oh, they'll fix this. I really don't. So since I have made videos with this gun, I made a video about getting it, I made a video about talking about it, then I took it to the range and shot it, I am thinking very seriously about just short barrel rifling it and just doing that. And then doing what everybody else does with these things, because there are short barrel rifles already out there in the NFA. There's a chance that one day this thing that they've opened up, this can of worms, I'm thinking it may do away with the short barrel rifles and the suppressors on the NFA registry. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, but once you're on it, they're not going to let it go. Well, these are the same people going, I'm going to be buying a can next week. Let me go to the kiosk and register with the NFA. I don't understand the two-sided argument to that one. I really don't. I do not get it. But, you know, haven't made that decision just yet. I'm still pondering this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. A long time ago, when this show was new, I did a unpaid remote at this great outdoor store called Adventures Outdoors in Smyrna, Georgia. I used to call it Smyrna, and they all made fun of me when I got there for calling it Smyrna. It is a giant of a store. I mean, it doesn't matter what you want to do outdoors. You want to camp, they got it. You want to pull something behind your truck, they got it. You need a salt lick for the deer, they got it. I mean, they've got you look at everything they've got, and I mean, it's just a massive scale. They are one of the country's largest federally licensed gun dealers. And the other day, last week, 16. They refer to of out-of-state industry operations inspectors. 16 out-of-state ATF officials showed up to inspect the store, which was basically a raid. And most of the inspectors, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, were from cities like San Francisco and L.A. And it's not uncommon for that amount of inspectors to show up at a location, and it is not uncommon for the IOIs to come from out-of-state. And Representative Taylor Greene arrived at the store with several other members of Congress to investigate what was going on with the unprecedented inspection, which is interesting in and of itself that they were able to get there while it was still going on. And when they got there, the inspectors on the scene refused to answer any of the Congresswoman's questions. They retreated to their cars, and they called a public relations officer who came to the store to answer the members of Congress's questions. And the unidentified higher-ups stated that the inspectors did not know who Representative Taylor Greene or the other members of Congress were, and that they were instructed not to talk to the media. Representative Taylor Greene claimed that she did inform the inspectors that the party were members of Congress, and she currently sits on the House Oversight Committee, which has oversight over the ATF. And the public relations officer stated the inspection was just a routine inspection, although he could not explain why it required 16 inspectors or inspectors from out of state. Representative Green tweeted, "Today the ATF showed up with 16 agents, most from out of state, from cities like L.A. and San Francisco, to inspect and venture outdoors in Smyrna, Georgia. The visit was unprecedented. Sheer amount of agents from the bluest parts of the country is unusual and unnecessary to conduct a routine audit. And this is a prime example of Joe Biden and the Democrats weaponizing federal agencies to silence and intimidate their political opponents. And I fear this is just the beginning, and they are directly targeting our Second Amendment and our right to protect and defend our families." Now, since Biden took office, FFL revocations have increased by 500%. And he's calling for a crackdown on rogue gun dealers as if that's actually a thing that happens all the time, which it isn't. And they're trying to change the definition of a short-barreled rifle. If you go and look in most of these gun shops now, they are no longer any AR-15 pistols with a pistol brace on them, although they still sell the pistol braces separately. And right now, Congress is pushing back against them for their overreach, and the courts have largely sided with the gun community. I'm just waiting for the stay to come. If that happens, I'll be good to go. I won't have to get out there and do that Form 1. But the sheer number of inspectors and the bringing in of them from other states make this inspection being random impossible. And the House Oversight Committee can investigate the inspections by requesting records leading up to this. And Ameland, for example, has filed a Freedom of Information Act. So we'll see what happens to this latest development. Venture Outdoors. This is a great store. Great store. If you're in that area, if you're driving through, I hardly recommend checking them out. So, as we shift before we go away, something called the Cowboy State Daily reports, feds say Wyoming man has no right to make his own machine gun. Citing developments in the United States District Court for the District of Wyoming. Jake Stanley DeWild in January sued U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland and the ATF, saying the government wrongfully denied his application to build his own M16 machine gun, and a federal ban on such weapons is unconstitutional. Well, of course, that's their position, and their excuse that courts have consistently ruled that the Second Amendment protects weapons of common use, but does not protect dangerous and unusual weapons, gets a legal boost from all people of the late originalist Justice Antonin Scalia, coming out of the Heller opinion. And for reasons of his own, he felt he had to help advance the idea in the minds of those trying to justify infringements. He volunteered, like most rights, the Second Amendment right is not unlimited. United States v. Miller, holding that the sort of weapons protected are those in common use at the time, finds support in the historical tradition of prohibiting the carrying of dangerous and unusual weapons. And he used that to imply banning weapons like the M16 and the like would not be an infringement. Otherwise, he asserted it would mean that the NFA restrictions on machine guns might be unconstitutional, machine guns being useful in warfare in 1939. This is the guy that everybody canonized. You know, I know it sounds like he's a pretty good guy from what I've heard about him. He left so many doors open with that. And you have to wonder what it takes to get through. But it is unconstitutional. And that can be demonstrated logically and legally through the case and the law that Scalia cited. Miller recognized the militia as all males physically capable of acting in concert for the common defense and bearing arms supplied by themselves and of the kind in common use at the time. Its function was, and still is, to field citizen soldiers, and those citizens bore arms that were suitable for that purpose. Ordinary military equipment intended to be taken into common defense battles. The militia deployed with the intent to match and best a professional military threat. And to suggest that the framers of the Constitution meant anything else is to accuse them of being insane by codifying into the supreme law of the land that sending an ill-equipped citizenry to their slaughter was necessary to the security of a free state. So that's what all that means, okay? That's the long form of it. And irrefutable evidence the government knew when proposing the NFA that a ban on machine guns would be unconstitutional is presented in the Tennessee Law Review, Volume 62, Number 3, Spring 1995, a Second Amendment Symposium issue. And we get this. Attorney General Cummins was then asked how the people's protection of the Second Amendment was escaped. Cummins replied, "Oh, we do not attempt to escape it. We are dealing with another power, taxation and interstate commerce. You see, if we made a statute absolutely forbidding any human being to have a machine gun, you might say there's some constitutional question involved." So the government knows you have a right to them. But the issue here is one of taxing a right as a prior restraint on exercising it. And the unstated issue is just like that with the latter-day common sense gun safety law. Cummins knew his scheme would have no effect on the criminals. It was fraudulently passed to deter. And he said, you know, with regard to reaching a man like Dillinger, there's nothing specific in this act that deals with that situation. So the tax workaround was camouflage and subterfuge, and the intent was to ban when no authority existed. And now, in light of the precedent established subsequent to the passage of the NFA, such as the 1964 24th Amendment and the Supreme Court's 1966 Harper v. Virginia Board of Education decision, abolishing poll taxes as a prerequisite for establishing voting rights, and now the Bruin decision, establishing a text history and tradition standard. There's only one conclusion that can be drawn here, and that is that the NFA is unconstitutional. And that holds true for bans on bump stocks, pistol braces, force reset triggers, ghost guns, Glock switches, and the like. And the treasonous gun sense politicians in their only following orders edict enforces know this. So do all of those staunch office holders who are also supposedly staunch supporters of the Second Amendment. That's also in there. They all know. They all know. And now you know. So you should be taking this. And that particular part, you should be making some phone calls tomorrow. You should. And as for me, I will be back in about 21 hours. Between now and then, I wish you would do this. You need to understand and accept it's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.